flares, propane lines. We generally replace everything because it's full of, as I don't know what you called it, Frank, but it's some kind of black residue. It's, I think it's oil or something that comes out of the propane tanks when they get low. That's my guess.
Yeah, the black goo.
Yeah, but I didn't realize there may have been a double flare. I have seen, although I haven't been able to find who sells it, actually plastic PEX-like propane lines that are being used, coming out of manifolds and stuff, which I thought was really quite interesting. I've seen it on one trailer, but I've tried asking suppliers around here if they know anything about it, and they didn't. So as far as I know, it was rated for propane. But no, I'm sticking with the copper at this point, putting new stuff on. And as everybody's probably realized, copper is frightfully expensive these days.
Yeah. Well, you stole my thunder on the goo, because when I pulled that the lines off of my Ambassador and then just, you know, laid them aside on the ground, and next time it went back to him, I saw all this thick, goopy, nasty stuff, and I'm like, holy cow. It's a good thing I didn't leave those on there and push that stuff into my new appliances. That would have been yucky. So, yeah, we're talking definitely replace it. Now, I just did single flaring. I had read on the forums, you know, people talk about doing double flaring, but I guess they have tools for it. But what is double flaring? It puts an extra bevel on the flare, right?
Yeah, it looks like a it cones out and cones back in again, almost like a diamond, I suppose, with a hole in the ends. That's how brake lines are done on many cars, but I've never seen it large like for propane lines. But I people are talking about it. I guess it must exist. Frank, you seen that?
I've never seen that. I'll tell you, I've been dealing with some propane lines actually this week, and I'm amazed at all the splits and stuff I see underneath the belly from time to time. But I've never seen a double. I don't even know what you're talking about, to be honest. I'm like, maybe I should be looking up double flare. I've never heard of that. I've never seen it.
Well, you're not a car guy, though, right?
Honestly, no.
Yeah, because brake lines, I think the GM has used double flares in quite a few years, but it's the flaring tool is sort of a two-stage operation to do a double flare.
Yeah, that's anyway. The way I saw it when I was researching it, but I just got the regular old flaring tool down from the hardware store. You know, I figured that's how they were for 50 years before I got there.
Yeah.
As long as they don't leak and it's something you should be testing, you know, every year if you can with your little spray.
One thing is got to remember is, and I was really quite surprised at this, old trailers that have had, you know, propane systems that have may have been left open over the years, humidity got in there, the water collected down at the bottom, it froze, it'll freeze, you know, just like your normal plumbing pipes freeze and burst. I've had burst propane lines, and more importantly, I've had the T-fittings and the elbows where the flare nut goes on to the fitting. The nuts themselves have split, and it's just this hairline crack. But when you go to tighten down on that flare, the nut doesn't – it gets pretty tight, but not quite. And then you go to test it, of course, it's – you know, ever so slight bubbling coming out of it, and you look at it very closely, and I've seen a bunch of these nuts cracked. So either skip it on the used stuff or inspect them very, very carefully, because there is potential for failure there.
Yeah, I do not like to reuse any gas fittings. It's just kind of a personal kind of phobia of mine. I just generally will replace it all because it's just so much cheaper. It's not, you're not really saving the, you know, the 74 cents on a compression fitting when you could just put a new one on. So that's just kind of my safeguard personally. I don't like to use them because I have seen them crack, and I have had them crack when tightening them down just a little too much.
Okay, yeah. Frank? You mentioned compression there.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean compression.